Let's listen.
Shh.
Hello, dear listeners. I'm Ben, and today I have a wonderful story for you. The House of Lost Socks. Pia will tell you how a brave girl named Leonie discovers where all the missing socks go. Get cozy, pull up your favorite blanket, and listen closely as Pia guides you through a secret door. Are you ready for a soft and silly adventure?
Hello, little listeners. I'm Pia, and I'm so happy to share this story with you today. It's about a girl, a washing machine, and a world you can almost hear in the swish and swash of laundry day. If you've ever wondered where a lonely sock might wander, this tale will make you smile. Take a comfy seat, maybe close your eyes, and imagine warm cotton and bright colors all around you. Have fun listening. Leonie was 8 years old and very good at finding things. She found tiny buttons behind the couch, crayons under the bed, and once a cookie crumb in her pocket. But there was one mystery she couldn't solve. Socks. They disappeared behind the Becker family's washing machine like shy little mice. Sometimes a red sock went missing. Sometimes a stripy one. How do they escape? Leonie wondered, pressing her ear to the warm, humming machine. One afternoon, she noticed a small round hole in the wall behind it. It looked like a mouse tunnel, just big enough for a brave child to peek inside. Are you curious too? She whispered to you. Should I look? She took a deep breath and nodded to herself. Leonie pushed the laundry basket aside and slid on her knees. The floor felt cool. A tickle of dust brushed her nose. She squeezed through the round hole, inch by inch, like a worm wriggling through the soil. Left elbow, right elbow, she chanted softly. Scoot, scoot, scoot. The tunnel smelled like warm cotton and a little bit of soap. She heard a tiny sound ahead, like a crowd, whispering, shuffling, giggling. The tunnel opened into a glowing hallway lined with tiny clotheslines. Little clothespins clicked in a friendly way. From somewhere far inside came the whoosh of a wind. Then a jingle like teaspoons tapping cups. Leonie blinked and whispered, "Hello?" "Do you think anyone answered?" She held her breath to listen. Out stepped a sock. Yes, a sock. It had cheerful yellow stripes and a neat little patch on the heel. The sock bowed, its cuff bending like a tiny neck. "Welcome," it said in a crisp, cottony voice. "I am Sir Stripe, doorkeeper of the House of Lost Socks." Leonie's mouth made a small O. "You can talk." "Certainly," said Sir Stripe. "We talk, we work, we wonder. Come in, if you promise to be kind." Leonie nodded. "I promise." She followed Sir Stripe into a bright hall where socks of every color and size swished by. Some wore buttons like shiny badges. Some had ribbons tied in bows. "This is real," Leonie whispered to herself, feeling brave and wiggly with joy. Sir Stripe guided Leonie along a wool-soft carpet. "We are the Society of Socks," he explained. "Everyone has a job." They passed the loom library, where knit librarians shelved pattern books with quiet flaps and gentle thuds. They strolled by the patchwork park, where mismatched socks practiced cartwheels, giggling whenever they wobbled. "We have gardeners, too," Sir Stripe said, pointing to a sock watering tiny button flowers. "And the squeak squad, who oil the floorboards." Leonie smiled. "No sock gets left out?" "Never," he said. "If you're here, you matter." Leonie felt warm, like fresh laundry on a rainy day. "I wish the world was like this," she murmured. "We're trying," Sir Stripe replied. "We start with one stitch at a time." Suddenly a bell rang. One, two, three bright dings. Sock stopped mid-cartwheel. The wind through the vents began to growl. "Spin cycle storm," Sir Stripe said, eyes wide. "Every time a big wash starts in your world, our house shakes." a sock with a polka dot toe skidded over. "Sir Stripe, we need the wind windows latched." "On it," he said. He turned to Leonie. "Would you like to help?" Leonie's heart hopped, but she nodded. "Tell me what to do." "Find the basket shields," he said. "They're woven from sturdy laundry baskets." We used them to block the gust Leonie ran after him, her sneakers whispering on the floor. "We've got this," she told herself, "and maybe told you too." The halls filled with action. Socks tugged ropes to pull the wind windows shut. Others tapped spoons on jars. Tap, tap, ting, to signal orders. Leonie reached a storage nook and found round shields made from old basket bottoms. She lifted one. It was light, but tough. "This way," called a small green sock, wearing a clothespin helmet. "I'm Captain Clip." Together they braced a quivering doorway, while the wind whooshed like a giant whisper. "We need a steady beat," Leonie said. "Move on my count." 1, 2, push. 1, 2, hold. Captain Clip shouted the rhythm. Socks pushed in time. The shaking slowed. "That's it," Sir Stripe called from a window crank. "Keep the count, keep the courage." Soon the wind calmed to a tame whoosh. Shutters stopped banging and just hummed. Socks cheered, clapped, and flapped their cuffs. Someone set a kettle on and steam whispered like a cat. Sir Stripe bowed to Leonie. "You gave us rhythm." "Rhythm gives us strength," Leonie grinned. "I only counted." "Counting is courage in disguise," he said. "Come," added Captain Clip. "Let's have stringberry tea." The tea smelled sweet, like warm thread and tiny strawberries. Leonie sipped from a thimble cup. "Delicious," she said. "Thank you." Her cheeks glowed with pride. Have you ever felt proud after helping? It's a nice tingly feeling, like sunshine inside your chest. Leonie sighed happily and thought, "I really belong here for a while." They walked into the Hall of Jobs, where a chalkboard listed tasks. "Every sock has a purpose," Sir Stripe explained. "See? Heel healers darn tiny holes. The cozy crew warms cold toes that visit in dreams. Nightlights glow softly to calm worries." Leonie's eyes widened. "Nightlights?" "Yes," said a blue sock with a star stitched near the top. It bobbed forward shyly. "We soak in moonbeams and share them like gentle lamps." Leonie gasped. "Blue Star, I've been looking for you." The sock wiggled. "Hello, Leonie." "I slipped away during a tumble. I didn't mean to scare you." Leonie touched the star. "I missed you." Blue Star glowed a little brighter. "I missed you too. But I found work I love." Leonie knelt down. "Do you want to come home?" Blue Star rocked thoughtfully. "I do love your drawer. It smells like lavender. But here I can help many. Little moths flutter in at night, shaking with worries. I glow and they rest." Leonie felt two feelings at once, happy and sad. "Is that okay?" she asked herself. Sir Stripe nodded. "Two feelings can sit side by side like socks in a pair." Blue Star nuzzled Leonie's hand. "I won't forget you. Would you like a glow thread to take home? When you are scared, hold it. I will shine a little in your heart." Leonie smiled. "Yes, please." She tucked the tiny thread into her pocket, feeling brave and tender. Sir Stripe showed Leonie the message mender, an old sewing box that hummed when opened. "We can send letters through lint," he said. "Lint travels everywhere. It's like tiny clouds that carry words Leonie wrote on a small scrap. Dear Mom, I found the socks." "They are okay. Love, Leonie." She slipped it into a lint envelope. The box hummed, the rain pattered, and the envelope puffed away like a dandelion seed. "Your mother will understand," Sir Stripe said kindly. "Mothers often do." Leonie giggled. "She'll say, 'Ah, so that's where they go.' And I'll say, 'Yep.'" Blue Star glowed. "You can visit again when a sock disappears," it said. "The hole opens with a gentle tug on a loose thread behind your washer." They wandered past the button bank, where socks traded shiny buttons for favors. "We don't buy things," Sir Stripe said. "We thank each other." A sock with rainbow toes balanced a stack of folded washcloths. "Delivery for the sniffle room," it chirped. Leonie helped carry one, warm and soft. "Thank you," said a tiny sock with a sneezy cuff. Leonie smiled. "Feel better soon." She noticed a door marked "Practice Pairs." Inside, socks learned how to listen and take turns, so they could match with anyone for games. "We believe every colour can dance together," said Sir Stripe. Leonie thought of school and how good it felt when everyone was included in a circle at recess. "This place is wise," she said. At the Lost and Foundry, Sock sorted treasures from the outside world. A shiny button shaped like a moon. A ribbon that smelled like oranges. A spoon that was really a mirror for small faces. "We keep what can be used and return what belongs," explained Captain Clip, stamping a tag with a neat thump. Leonie lifted the orange-scented ribbon. "May I take this to remember you?" "Of course," said Sir Stripe. "Tie it to your laundry basket handle." "Every time it swishes, think of us, Leonie, tied it in a bow." It looked like a tiny sunrise. "I have to go soon," she whispered. "My family will wonder." Blue star shimmered. "We know the way back. We will walk with you to the tunnel door." They returned to the glowing hallway. The lights were softer now, like late afternoon sun behind a curtain. Leonie's shoes made quiet taps on the floor. Sir Stripe stood tall. "Before you go, take this clothespin charm. It reminds you to hold on when things are windy." Blue Star brushed her hand. "And remember, being lost can sometimes be the start of being found in a new way." Leonie nodded slowly. "I think I understand." She hugged Blue Star gently. "Shine for the moths." "I will," it promised. Leonie looked at you as if to ask, "Ready to crawl back with me?" She took a deep breath and started into the round tunnel, heart full, pockets full of tiny treasures. Leonie wriggled back through the tunnel. Left elbow, right elbow, scoot, scoot. The air cooled. The hum of the washing machine grew loud, then friendly. She popped out behind it and brushed dust from her knees. In the laundry room, the light was golden. Her orange ribbon swished on the basket handle like a wink. Leonie tucked the glow thread into a small jar. It gleamed just a little, like a tiny star that wasn't quite ready for night. "Mom," Leonie called, "I think I know where the socks go." Her mother laughed from the kitchen. "Do you?" "Mm-hmm," said Leonie, "and they're busy." She felt taller, like she'd climbed a ladder inside her own heart. That evening, Leonie made a new plan. She paired socks with buddy clips so they wouldn't drift apart so easily. She set a finder's basket near the washer for lonely socks to rest until their friends returned. She folded slowly, smoothing each cuff like a promise. When a sock did go missing, and sometimes it did, Leonie didn't panic. She smiled at the ribbon on the basket, gave the loose thread behind the washer a gentle tug, and whispered, "See you soon." Because she knew now, lost didn't mean gone forever. Sometimes lost meant learning, glowing, growing. And sometimes it meant visiting friends who live in a house you can hear if you listen closely to the warm, happy swish of laundry day. Good night, little listeners.